To anyone else, this patch of poplar trees is just added greenery in the agricultural landscape of this village in the northern Indian state of Haryana. But to farmer Chaudhary Sukhveer Singh, the trees are a fixed deposit.
The biggest benefit is that I can plant these trees and then earn other income on the side. It's like money being put in the bank. Anytime I need money for anything, I can cut these down and get my work done.
In a few years, the 500 poplar trees planted on Singh's property near the town of Indri will eventually earn him $15,000 when they are mature, cut down, and sold to local plywood factories. The farmer is among several hundred who receive support and guidance from the Nairobi-based World Agroforestry Center. The organization promotes sustainable agriculture by encouraging farmers to plant trees that produce fruit, timber, biodiesel, and rubber. Just in this 200-kilometer radius, some 750,000 hectares of land are used for agroforestry projects, with trees planted right alongside crops such as these rice paddies. World Agroforestry Center Director General Tony Simons says agroforestry is key in a country like India, which only has about 20% forest cover.
Here we have a country with 16% of the world's population, 20% of the world's livestock, on only 2% of the world's land, and using 4% of the world's fresh water. So we've got a problem there of sustainability.
In India, like many other countries, more and more forests and even agricultural land are being lost to development. With agroforestry, farmers plant trees without affecting the growth of crops such as wheat and sugarcane. South Asia Director Virender Bal Singh says the plants actually benefit from improved soil fertility and water retention.
We are getting a stable productivity, cleaner environment, increasing income. So our feeling in the country is that agroforestry is probably the only way for meeting the economic and livelihood challenges as well as addressing the challenges of climate change.
On a hot summer day like this one, farmer Chaudhary Rajendra Singh feels the benefits of the microclimate his trees help create as a cool breeze cuts through the humid air.
There are two benefits. Pollution is less. A few days ago it was so hot I just came and stood here. And we also get income from them.
The World Agroforestry Center says 64% of India's timber requirement is currently being met from agroforestry systems and not from forests. The organization is working with countries in Africa and Southeast Asia in hopes they will follow suit. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Haryana.